So residents in the Capital District the last few years have been working to develop Community Choice Aggregation, or a CCA. In a CCA, if a local municipality joins it, then all the residents of the community will obtain their electricity from the CCA unless they opt out. This gives the CCA sufficient number of members to negotiate for lower prices and an energy mix based on clean renewables rather than dirty fossil fuels. You still get your electrons through the CCA, but the local utility company, in this case National Grid, is still responsible for the mechanics of delivering it and general customer service. We are joined now by two members of the local CCA steering committee, Tina Lieberman and Jeff Corman. I should note that I'm also a member of the steering committee. Welcome, Jeff and Tina.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So let's start out with the elevator speech. I'm a resident of Troy, you know, for instance, not actually imposing good, but if I was a resident in Troy, why would I want Troy to become a member of the CCA?
Well, thanks, Mark, and thanks for having us on. When you plug in your phone, when you turn on the lights, the energy that you get is determined, where it comes from is determined by National Grid. So about a third of our energy comes from fossil fuels, about a third from nuclear power, and about a third from hydroelectric power. And a few percentage points, less than 10%, comes from renewable sources. And that price also fluctuates a lot over the course of the year. Now, you may, and the residents of Troy, may want something different. And so community choice aggregation gives us a chance to have local control over where our energy comes from. And it also allows us to set a price that is actually competitive with what National Grid provides. So if we want to decide that we want to have green renewable energy and not have fossil fuel, then the way to do that is through a community choice aggregation. And that is how we could actually wind up having a massive impact on our ability to reduce our fossil fuel emissions.
Now, CCAs are very common out west. How come, what are their status here in New York? Have they taken off at all?
Well, thanks again for having us. Yes, we could talk about the one. There's one CCA just right now that has been in existence. That's the Westchester Power CCA. It's part of Sustainable Westchester. It started about just over 3 years ago. They had a three-year contract. They had about 20 municipalities at first. About 14 of them chose the 100% renewable energy option. And recently, they decided to renew a contract, and now they have a two-year contract going forward. And now they're up to 26 partnering municipalities, and 24 of them have chosen renewable energy. So it's really it's very impressive at how well the CCA is doing. Westchester is really leading the way and showing that it can be done and that it can be impactful. They have saved hundreds of thousands of tons of greenhouse gases from going into the atmosphere. Plus, when you look at their pricing, they priced out a bid for the normal brown energy mix, which is about a third of coming from fossil fuels, about a third from nuclear, and about a third from hydro, and just a little smidgen from solar and wind. And they compared that with they got a price for 100% renewable energy, and it turned out 100% renewable energy was only 0.2 cents more per kilowatt hour than the brown fossil fuel mix. So that really was it's just a statement as to how the prices for renewable energy are coming down. And so most of the municipalities now are opting for 100% renewable energy. It's not even, it's like hands down, let's go for the renewables.
So can you maybe give us an overview of where we are locally in terms of developing a CCA for the Capital District? And maybe you could highlight some of the local groups that are helping to put this together or trying to put this together.
Sure. So we have a really exciting coalition of obviously environmental groups in the region, like the Sierra Club's Hudson Mohawk Group, SCEAC, the Schenectady County Environmental Advisory Committee, 350.org, Save the Pine Bush. But we also have a broad coalition also of social justice groups, including some churches in the Schenectady area, like Schenectady's First Reformed Church and their Creation Care Committee, also PAWS, Solarize Albany County, which is obviously an environmental organization. So we have a really nice broad mix. And then on our steering committee, we have a wide representation as well from, again, these environmental groups to I myself am a professor at Union College. I'm interested in this for a variety of reasons.
Now, what towns in the local area have expressed interest in CCA?
In the local area, we have interest being expressed by Knox, New Scotland, Bethlehem, Schenectady, Glenville, Saratoga Springs, Niskayuna. Thank you. I think I've covered them all. And then and Albany is also has a resolution that's in committee right now to look at CCA. And we're hoping that Troy will start to look at joining CCA, because once we create this buyer's club for renewable electricity and we lock in a contract, it would not be easy for another community to join in until that contract is done. So it would be wonderful if these communities and Troy could kind of at least get, you know, get some information now so that when we go out to bid a contract, they could join in and they could be ready to join in.
So what are some of the most common questions or concerns that get raised both by officials and the public when you talk about CCAs? And you know, how do you respond to some of them?
Well, Tina referred to one of them, and that is I think we all are used to thinking of renewable energy as being the Cadillac option, a lot more expensive than what the fossil fuel dirty energy is going to be. And that's not the case anymore. The fact is that the prices have come down tremendously. We have a lot of unused hydroelectric power or underutilized hydroelectric power in this state. And so we can wind up providing clean, green, non-polluting energy at or below the price for fossil fuels. So that would, I would say, be the first. And the second is that when people hear about, oh, well, a municipality is going to become the energy supplier, they might think, but I don't want my city to now be building wires and having trucks going around. But instead, National Grid will continue to service our supply. They'll still hook us up. They'll still maintain the wires and handle the billing. It's just simply a matter of we get to determine where our electrons come from.
Right. So it's really like democratizing our energy supply, because now we get to choose. The people get to tell their municipalities, their officials that they've elected, hey, we want this choice. We want to decide where our electrons come from, what the source is. And it is, there's no obligation for a municipality to actually sign on to the contract unless they're happy with the prices that come back. And you know, it's there. So I think that's a very important part of it. There's really, it's not an obligatory thing. And the price that comes back will always be lower than what National Grid is currently charging its residents for the brown supply. So whether you know, if you choose a green, if the contract comes back with a green supply, it's going to be lower than what residents are paying now. If there's an option that's not 100% renewable, let's say it's 80% renewable, that will also be lower than what residents are paying now.
Can you maybe also outline, you know, what is the process is going through right now to try to get, you know, towns involved? And I understand there are other CCAs in the state that have recently begun to emerge besides Westchester.
Yes. So actually, the Southern Tier, the Binghamton area, is right on the verge of starting their community choice aggregation, I believe, like this week. So they're about to have one. They, in their model, they wanted a choice of 100% renewable or not. So each municipality got to choose what they wanted, but they're all still part of the same aggregation. We also have, there's interest in the Rochester area, and right here in the Mid-Hudson Valley, we have a community choice aggregation, a CCA buyers club forming, which will definitely lean toward renewable energy, and it includes the city of Poughkeepsie.
So why wouldn't a municipality do this? This seems so common sense.
Well, we think it is. It's a big change for them, and we understand that they want to do due diligence and do the right thing for their representatives. But ultimately, I think that what we hope to be able to convince them is that they're going to be able to actually see the contracts and be confident that their residents are going to pay at or below what their current national grid prices are, while also significantly reducing our carbon emissions. So I agree with you, Mark. I think that this is a very easy decision for municipalities. It's a matter of garnering public support in order to be able to convince them.
Now, the last rumor I heard was we didn't actually have a website yet for the Capital District CCA. So if people want to get more information about what is a CCA, what's going on locally, and they want to get involved, what are some of the ways they can best do that?
First, if they want more information in general, just go to the NYSERDA website, NYSERDA, New York State Energy and Research Development Authority, and just Google Community Choice Aggregation, and you'll get a whole bunch of information, frequently asked questions, et cetera, about community choice aggregation. This whole program is, by the way, completely supported by NYSERDA, by the Public Service Commission, who came up with it, and it's one of the 10 high-impact action items that communities can take to be a clean energy community, which is an important NYSERDA initiative. And then, if you're interested in a Capital Region CCA, contact us. So I can say my email address and send an email. So my name is Tina Lieberman. So it's TLIEBERM1@gmail.com. Or reach out to Wook, and they'll refer you to me.
And my email is CorbinJ, C-O-R-B as in boy, I-N, J@union.edu.
Well, Jeff and Tina, I want to thank you very much for joining us here today at the Hudson Mohawk News Magazine.
Thank you. It was fun.
Indeed. Thank you.